Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Omaha-based jazz guitarist and composer Aaron Stressner. He talked about his new 2022 CD called Gifts. This album pays respects to his parents, who are in their 80s, and it's about the real and proverbial gifts he has received from them over the years. We actually caught up in 2020 during the height of this pandemic, and now it's a whole different scene, and he opens up about this project, the future of CDs, live music, COVID life, and so much more. Enjoy.
Man, it's great to catch up with you. The last time we spoke, things were pretty thick with this whole pandemic, and, you know, it seems like we're in a little better place right now.
Yeah, definitely.
And for you, you know, and for a lot of musicians, you know, there's like a deluge of material that's coming out right now. Gifts will be coming out on June 4th. So I'm curious, you know, how does it feel right now? Like, we're kind of looking on the back end of this. Shows are coming around. Things are much better. We're hopefully going to have a totally different conversation than we did back in 2020. So how do you feel right now?
Well, I'll agree with you that, like, the supply side is definitely flowing. It is exciting to be playing more, and it's exciting, you know, it's always exciting to record and write new material. I think people, maybe when they were locked up in their homes, they tended to write a little bit more. So you're right. Everyone says that everyone's kind of releasing product right now. You know, fortunately, it seems like there's still a lag, though. Again, I'm saying the supply side's happening, but the audience side, the receiving side, there is still a hangover, I would say. Again, now, I'm playing a lot personally, but I would have to say that attendance isn't really what it might have been just a couple years ago. It just seems as though we've changed, you know. It was a couple-year experience where people kind of train themselves not to go out all that much. Yeah, that's going to take maybe more than, you know, a few months to kind of overcome that impulse. It seems to me, anyway, that attendance kind of across the board, a lot of things that I see, a lot of things that I do, that part of it seems to be the ebb. So, but hopefully it's going to be, you know, bright horizons from here on in. I don't know why it wouldn't be, but of course I'm no medical expert.
Well, yeah, and none of us are. The minute we say, yeah, everything's fine, it's good. I remember when, you know, Biden came out and said, you know, this is the official end of the pandemic. I was just like, man, dude, don't say it. Fauci even said, I said, just let's not even go there. I mean, I even have some masks that I still have on a desk, and I'm not going to do anything to them. I do not. It's like that lucky shirt during Game 7 of the World Series. Just don't do it. Don't breathe wrong. Just go with it. But so talk to me a little bit about, you know, even though the crowds aren't coming out as they were before, do you sense with the crowds that are coming out that there's a level of appreciation, there's a different feeling to the audience?
Well, you know, hey, I can only speak for what I'm doing, you know, and what I'm feeling. And I guess that I feel as though I'm putting together a kind of a more complete package the more and more I keep doing my thing. And now I have a couple CDs in which to draw from. And I'm, you know, I'm very happy to commit to my material. When you see the Aaron Stressner Quartet, it's going to be my original music. I mean, maybe we'll throw in a standard or two, but what's kind of the point? To an extent. So I just feel better about my package all the time. I feel like we're just more cohesive every time we play, and all the guys I'm playing with are all real ardent students of music. So, you know, we don't necessarily have to gig every night to get better as a group. I mean, everyone's kind of pursuing all their interests, and it all kind of seems to coalesce. You know, I always feel better about everything that I'm doing, and yeah, again, general public mood of what people want to see. I mean, yeah, I am an optimist, and I do think that through this last couple of years, maybe we'll come to value more and more social time, real social time. I remember, you know, last year when we were just kind of first starting to go out again, and I remember literally saying, like, I have to increase my tolerance drinking beer again. Because I like this, and I know that this is important to my life and my happiness to come here, you know, and have a beer with a friend and talk. And, you know, and music is just always inherently, when we're always playing, we're 8 times out of 10, we're in some sort of a drinking establishment. So the psychology of the general population, it certainly does kind of affect, you know, what happens on those stages in those very venues, in those very clubs. I'm optimistic that I think that people are kind of recovering from it, but I think, I hope that they feel like I felt, that they realize, like, you know, it really does mean something to get out of the house in the evening and to go somewhere, you know. Really, when we look at, you know, traditionally, historically, I mean, as a society, we're just doing less and less and less of that all the time. Yeah, boy, I can't even imagine what clubs were really like 100 years ago. Again, right? Well, you didn't have color TV at home then. Maybe you didn't have a TV at all. I guess probably not. Hopefully, we can kind of come around and realize that home entertainment isn't really. Doesn't quite satisfy the soul the way getting out amongst people. And for some reason as well, I just have to say, especially with this kind of music that I do and I love so much, boy, seeing it live, it's entirely different than hearing it on a recording in your living room. There's just something unique about that experience, and hopefully there'll be a rebirth to all of that.
So talk to me about Gifts. How did you put this album together? How did it all come together for you?
Well, as always, these things take much longer than you think they would. We went into the recording studio, I think, in September. And again, it was primarily the same band that I had on Haymarket Station with Andrew Ray on drums and Kevin Lloyd on the Hammond organ. We did enlist a new bassist for this project. Andrew Mell played bass. And we had performed those songs together over the course of a few months. You know, probably more than a dozen times, I'm sure, to kind of feel as though we really kind of had a handle on where this song was supposed to go or where all those songs were supposed to go. So the recording went well enough in September. And then, to tell you the truth, I moved for a while, and I thought I was going to be with my parents for a while as they're ailing and they're getting on in age. And to be honest with you, if you look at the artwork for Gifts as well, you'd see that that's kind of an important thing for me right here in my life is again, my parents. They're both 87 years old, and you know, you want to take a moment to appreciate them. And so, I had made these recordings, and all of a sudden I moved, and you know, mixing and all that stuff wasn't going to be very easy. Briefly, I was living in Pittsburgh. For a while, I was in New York. but I really started mixing in earnest this spring, came back to the very studio where we recorded them here in Omaha. I'm back and relocated in Omaha. Yeah, the whole concept of the album as well really kind of came together very well. I thought that the title Gifts, again, you really kind of have to have the CD in your hands to really know what I'm saying here. On the inside, I say that this is a celebration of gifts. And again, the front cover has a quilt that my mom made. And the back cover features a bowl, a wooden bowl that was made by my father on his lathe. And on the inside, I say, hey, this is called Gifts. Well, I mean, it's kind of a pun, right? I mean, they were literally gifts to me, these things, this quilt and this bowl. But on the other hand, hey, it's a celebration of the fact that these people had such varied skills, had so many talents. My parents are very industrious, productive, excitable, intellectual people, and I just felt as though I wanted to celebrate their gifts. And the pun continues, right, because here it is, I'm making you a CD, and I'm giving you a CD, and hopefully you enjoy my gift as well. So,
right on. I love that idea. I love the whole concept. So with that in mind, this album is obviously a gift to everybody. What are you hoping the listener gets from this experience, from these songs?
Well, this record is, I would say, you know, a fair amount different than the first, because I think the songs that immediately come to mind on the new record are really very much ballad, and in a way you could kind of say they're real straight ahead jazz, as opposed to kind of any kind of fusion-y crossover that I kind of like to do as well. Real straight ahead guitar jazz, all this stuff. I mean, you know, the overall emotion, hopefully, you know, maybe I'm just getting older. I'm looking for calm musical experience. I'm looking for enriching things. I'm maybe not looking so much to get my heart rate up and beating as much as I am to really just kind of sit back and enjoy. I was joking to an audience just recently. I was counting off the song, getting ready to start the song, Be Still. Be Still is the very first song on that, you know, on the batch, on the CD, I wanted to say. The tempo is so slow that it's almost hard for me to count off with the band, because it's like, one, two, three. You know, the drummer starts looking at me like, really? You know? But that's what it is. And I joked to an audience member, I said, you know, hey, this one's so slow. I said, maybe, you know, if you close your eyes, I won't be bothered by that. And in fact, I said, I think after the song, I said that I like going there personally. I like to listen and to let the music bring me into this place of relaxation. And it's not anything like sleep, but it's kind of a subconscious journey. It can be a real beautiful thing to, you know, feel almost like you're on the verge of sleep when you're listening to something. It means in some way that it's all kind of going down smooth, right?
So let's get to the good business here. Where is the best place for people to buy this album and or stream it and even to see where you have shows coming up?
Well, my website, I guess it's the best place to do all this stuff, AaronStressnerMusic.com, and that has all my gigs on it, and you can do a link. I work through Shopify, so literally those discs come right here out of my apartment. I send them one at a time if you want one. So I have sold, you know, a few. But, you know, again, it's really funny. We're not really a CD-buying public anymore. So, in fact, when I made the CD, my promoter and they said, why are you doing this? Why are you even making a CD? I said, well, it's really for public radio. The radio stations, they really like CDs. So I do have them, and I'm really proud of them. Love the artwork and all that stuff. And then I also have links to streaming. This stuff streams everywhere, right? I have some digital distributor that just services everybody. And to my understanding, you can find my last record, Haymarket Station, on basically every streaming service. And the new one will be too. And I guess it's great to have all that accessibility and to have all that distribution, right? But boy, oh boy, I shudder to think what they pay you, you know? I mean, it's something like a fraction of a penny. So it's kind of funny. I've maintained these accounts with these distributors now for several years. And in fact, they do owe me money, but in fact, they'll say, yeah, we don't even settle up until your accounts are in the several hundred dollars. And I'm not there yet. So it's a real weird model. I guess maybe, again, every decade, it almost seems the model in music kind of changes. So are we making recordings to sell attendance at shows, or are we doing shows to sell our recordings? Well, I think clearly right now we're in this phase, at least in what I want to do, the recordings are largely an advertisement, hopefully, to come and see us play, you know, because I guess that's the only way I can try to monetize on anything. Monetize, such a terrible word, excuse me. But what are you going to do? You know, I mean, I'm just trying to break even in all my efforts. If I could break even in everything I do, I'd just keep doing it. It only gets real sticky and you can't even break even. Then you start to say, oh my goodness, giving gifts never was so hard.
No kidding. Yeah, that's the truth. Aaron, it's been great to catch up with you. Good luck with everything. Good luck with the new album. Good luck with the live shows as the world opens up. I appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you. I hope I haven't, talked your ear off too badly here.
No, you've been great. This has been wonderful.
You get me going with my morning coffee and you can't shut me up.
Hey, me too, man. I'm in the same boat, you know.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Omaha, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Aaron for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. And for all things Joe Domino, go to JoeDomino.com. And there you can donate to the cause via PayPal or Patreon. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.